it's Allison Stanfield with Art Biz Coach, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. And today I want to talk to you about emailing, because we do it a lot, but I want to show you how you can get better results from your email messages. You know, we send a lot of bulk email, and bulk email can hit a lot of people at once, but it's your personal notes, your personal emails that are going to elicit the most action, that will get you the best results. We've become just way too dependent on growing our email list, making them bigger, and sending easy messages to vast numbers of people. Heck, I do that every week with my newsletter. You have to do this, of course, but it mustn't be the only way you get your message out. Whether you're telling people about a workshop, inviting them to an opening, or announcing a sale, a personal email or letter or phone call will garner far more attention than a mass announcement. Let me see if I can give you some tips to help you with that. First, write to a single person. Don't write as if you're talking to a large group. Write with one person in mind. How would you speak to them if you met them in the same room? Use that voice. It's undoubtedly more relaxed and casual than what you'd write in a proclamation. It's more trustworthy. Now, you can use the same framework as a starting point for a personalized email, but you must take care to ensure that each recipient's message is unique to them. Use his or her name, mention anything personal you've shared, like lunch, and then remove references that don't apply to that person. Next, use a salutation, dear so-and-so, or hi so-and-so, or just their name. Addressing someone by name at the beginning of an email or on the phone isn't just professional, but it's a polite way to start a conversation. And please double check the spelling before you press the send button. You know, I'm someone who has her name misspelled all the time. There are so many different ways to spell Allison, and I'm pretty forgiving. But boy, I sure do appreciate it when someone takes the time to spell my name right. You just instantly lose credibility when you misspell a name. Also, in your email, be clear about what action you're looking for. What do you want recipients to do as a result of your email? Don't make them guess and don't beat around the bush. More importantly, don't command or demand anything. Please post this on your blog. Might sound polite, but it's still a command. It's a polite command. Instead of commanding, ask. But asking doesn't have to be in the form of a question. Let me show you what I mean. I know how busy you are, but I'd really appreciate your help with XYZ. Or, if you have just a couple minutes, would you mind forwarding this to people who might be interested? Or, if you know anyone who might like to attend, I'd be grateful if you'd share this with them. Finally, customize the subject line. Your subject line shouldn't sound like a promotion. You're writing to a friend. So make it sound like you're writing to a friend. It should read personal and comfortable for you and for the other person. When you want action, send a sincere, personal request. Now, business practices such as these don't come naturally to everyone, and we get a little sloppy from time to time. They're all a part, though, of cultivating buyers, collectors, and fans for your art. If you'd like more of these types of people in your life, and who wouldn't like more of those types of people, I hope you'll join us for Cultivate Collectors. This online class starts in the next couple weeks, so think about joining us. You can register at artbizcoach.com/cc.html. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might like reading this as much as listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, an email version of this podcast.